This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and we've been hearing from Alex Jones all day today. I've been filling in Owen Schroyer here. I'm about to hop out, and Roger Stone is going to take over in the next segment, and then he's going to also not only finish the Alex Jones show, but host the first hour of the War Room, and then I'm going to take over the final 2 hours of that. I've got guests and news to break. But I do want to do two things here before I sign off, and we'll bring Roger in to close it out. One, again, and I should do better talking about this, $10,000 first prize for the most successful, we'll just say stunt, again, peaceful and lawful, for the InfoWars Army. $10,000. Now, I am the, like, there's no team. You get me. You get direct communication with me. I'm organizing. I'm activating. Now, that doesn't mean I have all the answers. A lot of people are already sending me, hey, what should I do this? Can I do this? Do you think this is going to do? Folks, this is organic. You are in the Army. You are activated now. You are a foot soldier. You go out and do the act of truth. You go out and do the act of bravery. You go out and do the act. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to communicate. That doesn't mean we won't organize and do things together. I'm just saying, you can't come to me for every command. If you have a good idea, go execute it. So it's InfoWarsArmy.com. We're just getting started. Be patient as I'm laying the groundwork for this and figuring out how I want to, I guess, organize and activate moving forward. But we're taking enlistments now. As I start to grow the database, I'll begin communications and rolling things out. But the big push, as far as my idea is concerned, with September and October being big months for sports, the football season starting, baseball playoffs beginning, and I think hockey and basketball start, too, in October. We need to invade the sports matrix with messages of truth. InfoWars.com banners hanging over all the stadiums. Marco Rubio says he's never heard of InfoWars. Let's make sure that nobody else has never heard of InfoWars. Let's invade sports arenas with InfoWars.com banners. Let's invade sports cameras when they're televising the events or whatever, doing their pregame stuff, with free Alex Jones posters. Or whatever you want. Come up with your own thing. It doesn't have to be marketing InfoWars. Come up with whatever you want to do to red pill the world in the 3D dimension. That's what the InfoWars Army is all about. 10K first prize. 10K. So get out there and get active. Now, let's go to Nancy Pelosi. The Democrats keep saying they need to see the documents in order to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. Really? Because Nancy Pelosi, did we need to see the documents when we had to pass Obamacare?
You've heard about the controversies within the bill, the process about the bill, one of the items. But I don't know if you have heard that it is a legislation for the future. Not just about health care for America, but about a healthier America.
No, that doesn't do anything to make Americans healthier.
Where preventive care is not something that you have to pay a deductible for or out of pocket.
You just go exercise.
It's prevention. It's about diet, not diabetes.
Exactly. I don't need the government to tell me what
to do. It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it. Away from the fog of the controversy.
Oh, we have to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. So you signed Obamacare into law before you even read the bill, Nancy. You just admitted it. So Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats signed Obamacare and Obama. They all signed Obamacare into law before they read it. Before they even read the bill, they said we have to pass the bill to read the bill. Oh, but now they want to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. We have to see the documents before we can confirm. No. And we have to see the emails, too. We don't care about Hillary's emails or Wiener's emails or the WikiLeaks emails. We have to see Kavanaugh's documents. We have to see Kavanaugh's emails before we can confirm. Hillary's emails? Shut up. Documents before you pass Obamacare? No, no, no. We need to pass it first. These people, the Democrats are total frauds.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is Bernie Sanders, and I know a lot of my supporters may not believe this, but I listen to Roger Stone whenever he's on InfoWars. It's a great program, at least in my opinion.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and now sitting in for the great Alex Jones. Thanks for the handoff from my colleague, Owen Schroyer. If you tune in to CNN, you see that the Bob Woodward narrative smearing the president is the next in a series of mainstream media assaults on this president and his White House. First, it was Omarosa. That was a three-day media cycle, Omarosa smearing the president that appointed her to high public service. Then it was, of course, the neocon establishment orgy of the John McCain funeral, a funeral that was so opulent and over the top and effusive that it was transparent to the American people. Not even Ronald Reagan, one of the greatest presidents in my lifetime, had this kind of send-off, and my sources tell me that CNN has left behind a crew at John McCain's gravesite for his inevitable rising like Jesus Christ. Now we have the newest media assault on Donald Trump. That is, of course, the Bob Woodward book. Now, Woodward needs some perspective for our listeners. Bob Woodward is a fraud. He has lied about every major story he's covered, starting with Watergate. To this day, Bob Woodward refuses to acknowledge that he was a military briefer with the highest possible security clearance, and that as a military briefer and naval officer, he briefed General Alexander Haig on national security matters. So for years, the mainstream media, and particularly the Washington Post, has told us that Woodward and Bernstein were the two crusading journalists who brought down Richard Nixon. No, in fact, Bob Woodward and General Alexander Haig were the two military intelligence officers who took down Richard Nixon because he was committed to peace. Richard Nixon ended the war in Vietnam on a faster time frame than the Pentagon wanted. Richard Nixon reached a strategic arms limitation with the Soviets. Richard Nixon opened the door to China. Richard Nixon unilaterally saved the state of Israel from total annihilation in the 1973 Yom Kippur War, and therefore Richard Nixon became a target of the deep state. But the lies of Bob Woodward don't stop there. Bob Woodward, in his coverage of the Reagan administration, claimed that he had gotten access to the hospital room of CIA Director William Casey and that he had an extensive interview with Casey, in which Casey confessed the various crimes of Iran-Contra. The problem with that, of course, is that both Bill Casey's wife and daughter, both of whom I know personally, have said that Bill Casey, after his stroke, had no capacity of speech, meaning an interview with Bill Casey in his hospital room would be impossible. Additionally, hospital security assures us that the room was sealed because Casey was a high-level federal official, and there was no evidence that Mr. Woodward ever gained physical access to the ailing Casey's room. Now, Bob Woodward is putting words in the mouth of various Trump administration figures. Or is he? You see, I have always been perplexed about some of the president's appointments. Take, for example, economic advisor Gary Cohn, a man who was fired by the president and therefore has animus to tell these lies. Why would President Donald Trump take a man from Goldman Sachs to be his chief economic advisor in any event? Why would he appoint a man who was the head of Goldman Sachs to that august position? We know that Cohn himself has bragged that he would have been economic advisor to the president under Hillary Clinton. Now, President Donald Trump criticized Goldman Sachs during the campaign, first of all, for giving a $1 million loan to the candidacy of Ted Cruz for the U.S. Senate, a loan that Mr. Cruz never reported as required by law to the Federal Election Commission, and then only reported in his U.S. Senate financial disclosures after being elected. But President Trump also criticized Goldman Sachs for the fact that they had paid $600,000+ to Hillary Clinton for a quote-unquote speech. So the president should not be surprised that this quisling Gary Cohn now criticizes him. Or what about General John Kelly? General Kelly is quoted in the Woodward story as saying that the president has the mental capacity of a 5 or 6 year old. Did Kelly really say this? Well, today he says that he didn't. In fact, General Mattis is quoted in the Woodward book. But General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, the first non-civilian Secretary of Defense in many, many decades, has come forward to say, yet again, the Woodward book is fiction. Pretty soon, you'll be able to read all about the lies of both Woodward and Bernstein, because the book that I have co-written with Tyler Nixon, Woodward and Bernstein, The Godfathers of Fake News, will be available September 10th at the Infowars.com store and other fine book outlets, including Amazon, Stone Cold Truth, and others. This short but very pointed book will outline all of the lies of the dynamic duo of fake news. Speaking of the dynamic duo, Carl Bernstein, Woodward's longtime reporting partner at the Washington Post, has been caught in a whopper. He told CNN audiences that Michael Cohn would testify to Robert Mueller or anyone else who asked that the president knew about the infamous Trump Tower meeting with the Russian lawyer and Donald Trump Jr. in advance. Bernstein also said that Lanny Davis, the Clinton spokesperson, the Clinton talking head now representing Michael Cohn, was not the source of that story. And that all held together great until Lanny Davis came forward and said he was the source and he was mistaken. Now, instead of retracting and apologizing to the American people, CNN is doubling down on their lie. That's not the kind of reporting you will get here at InfoWars. We give it to you straight. Which is why the deep state and their tech left buddies in Silicon Valley are so desperate to shut InfoWars down. That's right, they seek to censor Alex Jones because he is a beacon of freedom, because he is a voice of truth. You don't have to agree with everything Alex Jones says. In fact, you don't have to agree with anything Alex Jones says in order to recognize his First Amendment right to speech and our right to tell the truth our way. That's why I ask you now, in the final minutes of this segment, to go to the InfoWars.com store, because we are in the greatest struggle we've ever been. InfoWars is in danger. We're not crying wolf. Yes, folks, go to the site now and look at some of our terrific specials. And if you're not in the market for one of our great nutraceuticals, go to the InfoWars.com site, find the donate button, and send us a healthy contribution. $25, $50, $100. It all helps keep InfoWars out front. I'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back, ladies and germs. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, who, as I think many of you know, has gone to Washington to take the entire fight against InfoWars and for internet censorship head on. You might call it Mr. Jones Goes to Washington. Let's take a look.
Do I have a First Amendment? Because they're talking about authoritarian regimes. Okay. They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba, we're becoming like Vietnam, we're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw man, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your psyche.
No, but about the First Amendment.
Yeah, support the First Amendment. That's the question.
I know. I was the only one that brought up China. Are you aware? Are you aware of the deplatforming going on?
In China?
No, here. Big tech companies are purging conservatives. They're shadow banning people in mass.
Yeah, well, my broader concern is that what we are trying to do in terms of preventing foreign interference in our elections, that technology could be used by authoritarian governments to argue, we want you to do the same thing against people that are in our country operating. For example, for them, misinformation would be something like the truth. For them, sowing instability would be supporting democracy.
But the Democrats are doing what you said China does.
That you got from Sheryl Sandberg and Jack Dorsey on that question.
I think Facebook now is, I think it's important for them not to comply with any efforts to sort of go after freedom.
Well, what about the Democrats purging conservatives? She's not answering. Just the Republicans are acting like it isn't happening. Thank God Trump is.
Well, but
it's weird.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives. There's really no shadow banning of members of Congress.
You asking about bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We can
do it. There you have it, folks. Senator Marco Rubio of my home state of Florida, displaying a remarkable ignorance over the fact that there is a sustained and coordinated effort by the monolithic big tech giants to limit the free speech, the reach, and the frequency of conservatives, Republicans, and Trump supporters. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not something that we have dreamed up. This is something that is demonstrably true. The president himself has tweeted about it, and he learned the hard way when he did a Google News search under President Donald Trump, and virtually every story he brought up was negative. No stories about the 3.2 million new jobs that he has created. No stories about the 4.6% economic growth. No, all bad news. It's extraordinary what we allow the tech left to get away with. It is exceptional that that the city, additionally with Alex Jones in town, is gone completely stark raving crazy over the news that Jerry Corsi, formerly the Washington bureau chief for InfoWars, has now been summoned before the Mueller grand jury. Incredibly, the Washington Times put up this headline: Roger Stone Associate subpoenaed for the grand jury. Well, that would be great if they spelled my name correctly, but in this case, they failed to do so. Let's put this into some perspective. I think, as many of you know, one of the bogus allegations is that because I tweeted that the Podesta's time in the barrel would come shortly after the New York Times broke a story regarding Paul Manafort's business activities in Eastern Europe, specifically in Ukraine, that somehow meant that I had advance notice about the acquisition and publication of John Podesta's emails. False. I never said anything of the kind. But the fact that the Podestas, that refers to two people, John and Tony, had extensive business dealings with the, not only in Ukraine, but with the oligarchs who were tight with Vladimir Putin, was not exactly a state secret. It was published in the Panama Papers in April of 2016, and on August 14th, Peter Schweitzer, whose terrific book, Clinton Cash, was very meaningful and relevant in the presidential campaign, published a story that exposed the Podestas. It was Dr. Jerome Corsi who brought both of those things to my attention, which is why I tweeted on August 21st that the Podesta's time in the barrel would come. Now, in the mainstream media coverage of this, the word "the" is consistently dropped. In fact, in the House Intelligence Committee final report, even they misquote the word "the." I had to have my attorneys send a letter to the committee asking for a correction. It was not until August 31st that Corsi would memorialize all of these thoughts in a document, and I would later write a piece for Stone Cold Truth regarding John Podesta's involvement with a Russian bank that was close to the Kremlin. So what it is that Jerry Corsi will say to a grand jury next Friday, well, my guess is it is reflected in a story that was run, where else? At Infowars.com, in which he points out that the documentary evidence points away from the false claim, the bogus charge that I somehow knew about and predicted, the liberals like to say foreshadowed, the publication of John Podesta's emails. Why do they do this? It's very simple. Those emails show a trail of corruption, greed, insider dealing, and the craven dirty tricks orchestrated by none other than Hillary Clinton herself. What better way to distract from the contents of John Podesta's devastatingly revealing emails than to try to create a controversy about how they were obtained? I don't know how they were obtained, but I do know that they were published by WikiLeaks with no foreknowledge on my part. This is just another part of the ongoing witch hunt, an inquisition by a modern-day Torquemada to drag people in front of the grand jury and try to bludgeon them into saying what is required. I can now tell the InfoWars audience, the FBI attempted to interrogate my cleaning lady about who came and went from my home. FBI agents were seen by my neighbors rooting through my garbage. Really? The trash cover went out with J. Edgar Hoover. I'll be right back. You're on the Alex Jones Show. We are the cutting edge.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. A terrific instrumental there by the Rolling Stones, circa 1965, bringing us in. You know, there's one major difference between the mainstream media and what we do here at InfoWars. You see, when you have a multinational corporate sponsor, there's inevitably pressure on what you can and cannot cover, what you can and cannot say on the air. We have none of that here at InfoWars because we are completely and totally financed through the Infowars.com store. And that's why I want to bring your attention to the extension of our terrific Labor Day specials. I want to report that Bodies is back in stock, that the terrific bone broth product, which is really one of the key building blocks if you're trying to build muscle or you're competing in athletics or if you're just trying to improve your body to fat ratio, is even better than whey protein, is a protein source, now both in stock and on deep discounted specials at the Infowars.com store. Now, there it is, the ultimate bone broth. This is a greatly improved product, and one that I myself have tried and highly recommend for anyone who's on an athletic regimen or just trying to maintain a good body weight. This is a terrific, all-natural product, and it is only available at the Infowars.com store. Now, those of you who are regular followers of the Alex Jones Show or of the War Room, which I broadcast with my colleague Owen Schroyer every day from 5 to 6 Eastern, that's 4 to 5 Central, know that our broadcasts would be totally and completely impossible without Brain Force Plus. This is, without any question, my favorite product at the Infowars.com site because it gives you a burst of natural mental energy and mental fitness without giving you that wired feeling that some of the energy drinks that are laced with cheap ephedra do. And it is also, as you can see, very highly endorsed with many, many favorable reviews. So if you had to name my favorite product, one that I highly recommend and I guarantee you will help you, go check out Brain Force Plus. It is, without any question, my all-time favorite. Why are we constantly pitching you the great products of InfoWars? Because we don't have corporate sponsors standing in the wings saying, "Oh, Alex, oh, Roger, oh, David Knight, you can't cover this, you can't say that." No, we go where the facts lead us. But our freedom to do so is enhanced enormously by your loyal patronage at the Infowars.com store. Check it out now. Yesterday on the War Room, I broke a major story, and that is about the real scandal that is facing the National Football League. No, it's not players kneeling in protest. It's something far more outrageous, insidious, and yes, in my opinion, racist. You see, in 2017, the NFL reached a settlement with a large number of brain-injured players who have suffered through brain concussions, which has led to dementia and a series of other maladies for which the playing of these players is responsible. Now, the fact is that 80% of the players bringing this lawsuit are African American, and to date, 82% of their claims, as much as $1.5 to $2 billion, has been shirked by the National Football League. In other words, when these players go to a neurological doctor, get a diagnosis, and submit their claims are almost automatically and universally rejected. So in essence, the NFL is saying that these injured players are lying, that they're fraudsters, that they're tricksters, that they weren't really damaged or injured. And that is an insidious lie. There are actually some cases of NFL Hall of Famers who are now reduced to delivering pizzas to try to make ends meet for their families. And here's the worst part, folks. The NFL is simply trying to run out the clock. You see, under the settlement agreement, if a player dies, well, then the NFL owes their surviving family nothing. Does anybody believe that these players would not have been paid in full and reimbursed for their pain and suffering and medical problems if they were white? I'm sorry. I think that this is the worst kind of racism. And the sad truth is, the NFL actually probably uses the kneeling during the national anthem by protesting players as a diversion from a far, far worse scandal. And that is their evasion of their responsibilities under the 2017 settlement. Here's the worst part. The lawyer who brought the lawsuit for settlement has been paid $52 million. He, in turn, has encouraged individual players not to get their own attorneys, and, in fact, he helped push through a cap on lawyers' fees so that he's the only lawyer in the driver's seat. And this, to make things even worse, has been enabled by a senile federal judge, a woman named Broidy, who doesn't seem to even understand what the central issues of this case are, but dotes on this attorney, whose name is Seeger, like a son. This is a national scandal. This is the scandal that the president should be tweeting about. This is the scandal that Donald Trump Jr. should be tweeting about. This is an outrage. Please check out my piece on the real NFL scandal and what is happening regarding this egregious settlement. We've even put up a chart that'll show you, based on the various ailments caused by brain concussions, what the status is of the settlement class. Yes, Owen Schroyer and I are going to organize protests at the home and perhaps the office of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to drive national attention to this incredible scandal. You heard about it first here at InfoWars. But let me remind you again, you could not get today's broadcast. You couldn't see the terrific programming coming up on the War Room without your loyal support and patronage for the InfoWars.com store. And right now, if you go to the InfoWars store, you can get a copy of my new book, Stone's Rules. And here's a very special offer available for InfoWarriors only. Buy my book, Stone's Rules, on the InfoWars.com store. Mail it to me along with your receipt showing that you bought it at InfoWars, and it will be my privilege and my honor to personalize it, sign it, and send it back to you. The address to mail your book is 1007 North Federal Highway, Department 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. Let me repeat that for you. 1007 Fort Lauderdale, 1007 North Federal Highway, Department 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. Get your copy of Stone's Rules, mail it to me, and it'll be my honor to mail it back. Again, this offer is only available for those who buy this terrific book through the InfoWars.com store. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones, because Mr. Jones has gone to Washington and will be right back.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Let's talk tough.
Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Infowars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone, pitch hitting for Alex Jones, because as you know, Mr. Jones has gone to Washington. I like the idea of Alex Jones going right into the den of lions to confront those who accuse him of being a Russian agent, who accuse him falsely of being a traitor to the United States, who accuse him falsely of working for RT, which I can assure you he has never done. That's what's so great about Alex Jones. If you try to get in his face, he will get in your face. And I bet those who are maligning him today in Washington regret having ever done so. But we've seen the knee-deep hypocrisy of the Democrats and the far left in their antics regarding the hearing pertaining to the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, the judge that Donald Trump has appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The hypocrisy and the fraud by people like Cory Booker, the United States Senator from New Jersey, who lives in Greenwich Village in New York City, is a classic example. Why is it these Democrats suddenly love transparency? They didn't love transparency when it came to Hillary's 33,000 missing emails. In fact, none of them called for the release of those emails. And the Democrats were aided and abetted by protesters seeking to break up the hearings using guerrilla tactics like shouting, screaming, and the like. Now come serious accusations that those protesters were paid for their disruption and directed in how they would disrupt the hearings. Let's take a look.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom Schleter from Texas. We came here just to participate in the hearings, to get in the line. They told us he'll be out here maybe 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30 at the latest, to get in line so we could go inside to hear the hearings. We got here about 8:15. There was already about 100 people in line, and most of them would be probably classified by me as opposing everything that is going on with Judge Kavanaugh. And so we began to see a process of things unfolding while we were standing in line that kept the line from going ahead. One of the things was that there were people that had come along, and it's starting to rain, people that were coming along and had a bag of money, and the people would hand them a piece of paper and then they would give them money. So we knew that money was being exchanged for some of the people to be here just to protest. There was no depth to what their understanding was or anything. They were just here to be a protester, and they were actually told, we heard them say this and instruct them, when you go in, we want you to yell, to scream, and even to possibly get arrested. So that was some of the process that we saw happening.
Well, there you have it. How many of these protesters could name the current justices on the Supreme Court? How many of them were recruited from Craigslist? I think Senator Ted Cruz summed this up perhaps better than anyone else. Let's take a look at the senator from Texas.
But it is, at the end of the day, simply an attempt to distract and delay. And indeed, the multiple motions we've seen from Democrats, delay this confirmation, that reveals the whole joke. Their objective is delay. So what is this fight about? If it's not about documents, if it's not about Judge Kavanaugh's credentials, if it's not about his judicial record, what is this fight about? I believe this fight is nothing more and nothing less than an attempt by our Democratic colleagues to relitigate the 2016 presidential election.
Well, there you have it, the tactics of delay, the tactics of protest, to try to postpone the inevitable. Now, at the time that President Trump chose Brett Kavanaugh, he was not, by any means, my first choice for the U.S. Supreme Court. I, in fact, was deeply disturbed by his close relationships with the Bush family and the role that he undeniably played working for Special Counsel Ken Starr in what I regarded was the cover-up of the facts regarding the unfortunate death of the White House counsel to Bill Clinton. But I also made it clear at the time that I would support Brett Kavanaugh or anybody appointed by the president, regardless of Kavanaugh's role in the Vince Foster matter. And undeniably, Kavanaugh has a solid record as a conservative jurist. And that is the important bottom line here. So what is it that we see going on? The Democrats think in some way that this will contribute to their so-called blue wave. I'm still not convinced that this blue wave is coming. Or as James Carville once said to Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. We have the greatest sustained economic growth now under President Donald Trump in American history. Yes, we have brought back a record number of jobs. The very jobs that Barack Obama assured us were never coming back. Well, the president has 4.6% economic growth. This is, in fact, a record. And when I saw White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow roughly 2 weeks ago, he was bullish that the economic recovery would continue. In fact, he thinks we'll ultimately hit 6% economic growth. We were told under President Barack Obama that that was structurally impossible, that America's strong economic days as a world leader were behind us, and we had to accept a global economy in which America was no longer a leader. President Donald Trump has proven that that is false. Now, I think that had the president enacted his tax cuts first and earlier in the first year of his first term, and given those tax cuts more time to gain traction, the economic recovery, which is already extraordinarily robust, would be even stronger. But you can't cry over spilt milk. And people vote their pocketbooks. It's extraordinary now that you have commentators like Carl Bernstein saying the Republicans and the Democrats together must declare that the Trump presidency is a national emergency. Really? At 4.6% economic growth with 3.2 million new jobs created? No, the national emergency is fake news reporters like Carl Bernstein who go on CNN and tell lies to the American people, and CNN says the most trusted name in news. No, there's nothing trusted about them. CNN is fake news. I've been in American politics for some 40 years. I've never seen an instance in which a national news network doesn't even try to pretend to be objective, in which their panels are completely populated with drooling leftist Trump haters, all trying to top each other in their denunciation of this president. Yes, it is Trump derangement syndrome writ large. I felt sorry for former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum when I saw him in one of these gangbang forums where it was 8-1 and he was attempting to defend this president. It is almost a thankless task. Folks, if you're enjoying the Alex Jones Show today, if you're looking forward to the upcoming War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, then I ask you to stop by the Infowars.com site now and look at the terrific Labor Day specials that have been extended for a few more precious hours. Bodies, one of our very best products, now back in stock. The incredible bone broth, the building block for anybody who's in an athletic training program or anybody who's trying to improve their body weight to fat ratio, somebody looking to build muscle, somebody just looking to live a healthy lifestyle, can pick up this terrific product. Or my all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus. Whatever you do, folks, go to the Infowars.com store because we face the greatest threat to our future ever. The big tech left is seeking to shut InfoWars down and strangle our First Amendment rights. We need your help, and we need it today. And while you're there, grab your copy of Stone's Rules. I'm Roger Stone. Victory or death.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.